Shalom, everybody, and a Freilich in Purim. I'd love to share a quick FMT for Purim. I am grateful to my friend Rav Dania Bell for sharing the following idea with me. When we are first introduced to Mordechai, the Megillah says in Perek Bet, Pasuk Hey, Ish Yehudi, Haya Beshushana Bira, Ushmo Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish, Ish Yemini, that's Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi, etc. And then the Megillah in the next Pasuk tells us more about Mordechai, Perek Bet, Pasuk Vav, Asher Hogla Mi Yerushalayim, Im Hagola Asher Hoglata Im Yechonia Melech Yehuda, Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Mordechai, the son of Yair, son of Shimi, Ben Kish, the next Pasuk is, Kish, Mordechai's great-grandfather, had been exiled from Yerushalayim with the exiles that had been sent away together with Yechonia Melech Yehuda when Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel sent them into exile. And we sing these words in Shul, not with the regular tune of Megillas Esther, but in the tune of Eicha. He was exiled. Very, very sad. However, this seems like a strange way to describe Mordechai. His great-grandfather was exiled. Everyone was exiled. Was he the only one? Of course not. At the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, before he destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, he brought the Jewish leaders to Bavel. That included Jehoiachin and Kish and thousands of other leaders. And then later, many more were exiled, and beforehand, many more were exiled as well. So when the Megillah says that Mordechai's ancestor was Asher Hogla Yerushalayim, it seems strange. Why would the Megillah choose this incredibly generic description to describe Mordechai? The first description of Mordechai, other than his name, that the Megillah would use. A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz. He died in 1866. He was the first Radomsker Rebbe. This answer is found in the Sefer Tiferes Shlomo in the section on Purim called Rimazei Purim. And it's on our Pasuk. And says the Tiferes Shlomo, this description is not about Kish, but it is about Mordechai. What does that mean? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph says that the reason why Bnei Yisrael were almost destroyed is because Mipnei Shenehenu Misiudaso Sheloso Rasha. They not only participated in Achashverosh's party with the Kalim of the recently destroyed Beis HaMikdash, they not only participated, but Mipnei Shenehenu, they enjoyed. Just a short time after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, they were enjoying, they were living it up, forgetting where they came from, forgetting what just happened in Israel, in Yerushalayim. In the words of the Tiferes Shlomo, Shachachu et klon Beit Hashem hanitanim bein ha'akum. They completely forgot, they ignored the disgrace that the Beis HaMikdash experienced, so to speak, and is still experiencing. But not so with Mordechai. Mordechai came from a family of Asher Hagla Yerushalayim. It was an integral part of his personality. In the words of the Tiferes Shlomo, Hayat Tamid, Doeg, Umeitzar, V'ne'enach al Hagola. He constantly and regularly mourned over the Beis HaMikdash. He perpetually bemoaned and lamented over the Churban. Yes! Everyone was exiled, but most people moved on. Mordechai and his family could not move on. He could not be consoled. That was Mordechai. He came from a family, from a culture, from a community of Asher Hagla Yerushalayim. We too, as we celebrate Purim, we must emulate Mordechai and the ways of Mordechai and his family. Mordechai was lo yichra velo yishtachaveh. Mordechai did not bow to Haman, and he never will in the future tense. He'll never bow down to Haman. The Mordechais of the world who do not get over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash will never bow down to the Hamans of the world. And it was Mordechai who put on sackcloth over Haman's decrees. We don't see everyone doing that. We saw it was Mordechai who lived and constantly relived the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai saw things differently than everyone else in his generation. And why? Because Mordechai came from a family of Asher Haglam Yerushalayim. He himself felt that he was Asher Haglam Yerushalayim. And we too must realize that wherever we were born and wherever we live right now, we are all Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, and we have to set our sights on coming back. Have a Freilich and Purim, everyone.